Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In the dome of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., is said to be an inscription which reads, "One far-off event towards which all creation moves." A visitor, once seen the inscription, turned to a guide and said, "What does that mean?" Hesitating for a moment, the guide replied, "I think it refers to the second coming of Jesus Christ." A casual reading of your New Testament would lead a person to conclude that the believers who lived in the first century fully expected Christ to return in their lifetimes. When Christ did not return and some of the believers began to lose faith and grow concerned, the staunch defender of the faith, the Apostle Paul, picked up his pen and began to combat the belief that Christ would not return literally just as he had come the first time. "Oh, you say, but that was a long time ago, and we're living in the 21st century. Have we lost sight of the hope of a personal return of Christ to our world? Has it simply become a dogma of the church, a kind of old-fashioned doctrine which has taken its place in the dusty recesses of theology? Has it simply become part of the heritage of Christianity, something explained in broad generalizations or pictures, something symbolic, well, something spiritual, but not literal?" There are indications that this has been done by many today. Take, for example, the fact that many modern versions of the Bible, most of them, in fact, have dropped a word that meant a great deal to the early Christians. That word is Maranatha. It's found in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 16:22. The word is neither Greek nor English. Actually, it is Aramaic, and it was handed down in its Aramaic form until a few years ago when translators began omitting the word and giving it a more modern spin. Now remember that the Corinthians were not Aramaic, they were Greeks. And when Paul used that word in writing to them, it was just as foreign to them as it is to us today. And what does Maranatha mean? Literally, the word means "he cometh" or "he comes." Used by the early Christians as a battle cry, it was a reminder that Christ is coming again. In fact, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he soundly reproved them, but then completing his letter, he used the word like a two-edged sword. He said, "If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, Maranatha." The Corinthians knew what the Greek word anathema meant. Literally, it means accursed or rejected. So Paul is saying, a person is in trouble who does not love Christ, for Christ is coming back. When Christians greeted one another, it was with the word Maranatha, a word of encouragement. Today, we need to rediscover the truth and the joy of Maranatha. In a weary old world filled with turmoil and distress and problems, we need to remind ourselves the end of all things will not be a hydrogen bomb that reduces the planet to a cinder. If, of course, the early believers were deceived, then perhaps it would be better to symbolize the prospect of Christ's return. But if the early Christians were right, and the record of Scripture is true, we better remind ourselves that Maranatha is still the only hope of the world. Hey friend, are you interested in knowing more about what the Bible says about the return of Christ? You can read about it in the Bible, the book of Acts chapter 1, and in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians chapter 4. It's a good idea to rediscover the truth of that old word, Maranatha.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.